This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Russia. Russia's energy is a big story for Europe and for the war in Ukraine because Russia needs the income from its energy fields, gas and oil. I welcome Ekaterina Zolotova, an analyst for Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site I recommend, especially Ekaterina's reporting. She's in Moscow, where she tells me it's turned warm in April. We were just speaking, and it was snowing a little bit in Moscow. So there you have it. Springtime arrives. But springtime must pay attention to the price of oil. Ekaterina, a very good evening to you. The anxiety that is worldwide now about a slowdown. The IMF says a recession worldwide is possible. Certainly here in the United States now, we're using the word recession routinely, as in risk of recession. This has to do with the tariff imbroglio by the Trump administration. But you report that the tariffs do not touch Russia. What does touch Russia is the price of oil. How so? And this is Brent crude price. That's the European price, not West Texas. Good evening to you, Ekaterina.
Good evening. The day when Trump introduced the tariffs, it was not only the day of the tariffs. It was also the day when the OPEC plus countries had a very important discussion and they decided to increase the production. All we know, what does it mean, the increase of production and what it leads to? It leads to the decline of the prices, especially when the demand for the oil is not very promising and it's not going to grow very rapidly since everyone, as you mentioned, is expecting recession. There is uncertainty in the world economy. And a lot of countries, they show quite slow growth rate of their economies as well. So together with the uncertainty, with the slowdown of the demand from the major consumers of oil and gas, it's the Asian countries, and the decision of OPEC Plus to increase the production, suddenly increase production, all of these factors, they actually had effect on the oil price, and it had led to the decline. And right now, the oil, the Brent oil to which Russian oil is connected actually, is traded at about $60 per barrel, which is almost like the price cap that was introduced on Russian oil during the sanctions. So that, in fact, is quite low price for all countries and oil companies. Some countries are not able to extract the oil with this price. It's just not simply beneficial for them. Some countries may get less income for their sales and exports, and their budget will face some deficit because they are expecting definitely higher income from the oil and gas sales and export, and simply because of the lower energy prices, they won't be able to meet the targets. So that actually becomes a problem for many countries, and Russia, despite it was excluded from the tariffs, is one of the countries that may suffer from the low oil prices. But there are also some beneficial points for this.
You are experiencing what you sometimes call military Keynesianism. There's a great deal of spending from the government in order to sustain the defense industry necessary for Ukraine, the Ukraine conflict. However, that has led to some poor consequences. One of them is inflation, but the other is that the government needs money. What is the budget projection, and what do they need for the budget projection right now of the price of Brent crude? Is there a number that they have in mind?
Yes, they have. So Russia usually designs the budget because budget is one of the major documents, as you mentioned. And right now, Russia has a big spendings, not only for the needs of France, but also to support the population and support the small and medium business as well. So Definitely. Russia needs a lot of money for sure. So for this year, the major numbers that Russia mentioned in the budget, that was the price of oil as $70 per barrel. But there is also the second indicator that is very important for Russian budget. That is the exchange rate of Russian ruble to dollar, simply because despite of the sanctions, despite of the difficulties to stay in the world trade and so on, Russia still uses dollar as one of the payment system. The price of oil is still published in dollars, so that is very important. And Russia introduced the price. Russia introduced the exchange rate of 96 rubles per $1. And right now, it is about 80 rubles per dollar, which is 20% less than target. So with this action of increasing the supplies of, with this action of increasing the production of oil, Russia was trying to stabilize the situation and to weaken ruble a little bit. Actually, it had some effect in the very beginning. The ruble became a little bit weaker, and exactly after the decision of OPEC Plus, ruble decreased and it reached the point of 86 rubles per dollar. But right now, again, there is the second return to 80 rubles per dollar, which is not very favorable for Russia. But there are other factors that also affect it, not only the oil price.
Yes, let's mention China. Russia has a vigorous trade with China of all kinds because of the sanctions. However, China is the target, the major target of the sanctions regime that the Trump administration has directed. Does that rebound and affect Moscow and Russia that China's under tariff threat?
You know, well, when there was the first round of trade war, Russia was expecting that it's going to replace the United States and become one of the major partners for China. But right now, there is another major problem for Russia. First of all, the Chinese economy is declining, so Russia is not expecting that the demand for energy will increase, though they still have some hope. At least they hope that with such a low price, Chinese and other Asian partners will be eager to buy and stock oil and energy facilities. But at the same time, Russia faces that China is trying to diversify the deliveries. For example, I think about a week ago, there was a very interesting case when the ambassador of China in Moscow was talking about the infrastructure project, the gas pipeline, the second gas pipeline that comes from may come from Russia to China, in order to increase supplies. And he actually mentioned that it is not beneficial for China, because right now China is buying gas from Turkmenistan. China is extracting gas and oil itself in some areas, also in Central Asia, and it uses the pipeline to deliver the energy to China. And they don't have enough money, and they don't have enough interest in construction the second pipeline from Russia to China. And it means that Russia doesn't have extra facilities to increase the supply of gas, to increase the supply of oil to China. And that is quite difficult and not very favorable condition for Moscow as well, despite they say that Chinese are the best partners for them. So it's more than just words.
So what we have here right now is the unexpected, and that is the decline of the Chinese economy. They didn't count on that when they did the budget.
Russia was trying to introduce the fact of this instability and uncertainty in the world economy. It was also thinking that its own economy will slow down a little bit.
Right.
But they didn't expect that there will be such slowdown in other economies as well. And most of all, they didn't expect that their major partners like China will disagree with the policy of diversifying the resources and will concentrate only on Russia.
Right.
Russia thought that if it provides the better no, not the very good word. If Russia provides cheaper resources, there will be a very high demand for this. But it appeared that countries want to be also protected and they
Right.
want to keep diversification as much as possible.
Ekaterina Zolotova, an analyst for Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site. She's in the warm Moscow. I'm in warm New England.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.